I know you may be looking at the music that we've sung today and then listen to the scripture that I shared and said, whoa, they're set against each other. They're set against each other. In a way, yes, they are. But in a way, it brings an important truth to us that I think we need to look at today. You see, we're living in the midst of a time where there is just, this week has been terrible confusion. Terrible unsettledness, and people don't know what to do, and people are looking in different directions. And people are trying to find a hope somewhere, somehow, and some are saying we won, and some are saying we didn't. How do we, as Christians, live in the midst of a world like that? And I think that Amos brings us a good word that helps us to understand and know what God's looking for and how God wants us to live in the midst of a time such as this. You see, Amos came from the southern kingdom and he comes to the northern kingdom to tell the people what they're doing wrong. I can imagine he did not get received well. What do you think? He was not part of the people, and he came to them as God's voice to tell them what they were doing wrong about things. And the things that were going on and the things that were happening, the people were really looking for the day of the Lord. Oh, that the day of the Lord might come, and oh, that the day of the Lord will bring us out of this place, and we will be able to escape this place. So the people were looking for an escape and hoping for the day of the Lord. And Amos says, why are you hoping for the day of the Lord? Do you not understand what the day of the Lord is? Do you not understand that when that happens, there will be darkness, not light? Do you not understand that that will be a terrible time and a terrible moment when the day of the Lord comes and all of that stuff happens? I mean, look at what he says. He says that not only is it darkness, not light, but it's though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear. I can't imagine what that would be like. Think about that for a moment. I remember that when we were with the Maasai in Kenya, the children had to be at school on time no matter what. They had to be at school on time no matter what. They all walked. And it didn't matter what distance they had to walk. They had to be on time. And then they told us it didn't matter if a lion was chasing them. They had to be at school on time. And that's when we all went, whoa. What do you mean a lion chasing them? In this passage here, a lion is chasing a man, and he comes around a corner and comes around somewhere, and there is a bear. He says, it's also as though someone entered their house and rested their hand upon the wall to be bit by a snake. He says, that's not going to be a good day when God brings judgment. That's not going to be a good moment. You see, Amos shares that the coming day will be a dark day, not a day filled with joy. People keep telling me, oh, the coming of the Lord is just around the corner. It's going to happen someday soon. I know because of all the things that I can see happening in the world and especially what's happening in our country. It's going to happen soon. Do you realize that's going to be a terrible day? Yes, we will be resurrected to live in heaven for all eternity, but that day, when that day happens, is going to be a harsh day. And it's going to be a hard time. And that's what Amos is trying to share with the people as they're looking for an escape. We want an escape out of what's going on. And then all of a sudden, as I told you, the voice changes. And now it's the voice of God. And God says, as harsh as this is, God says that God does not want to be a part of their worship because it does not bring about personal transformation. God does not want to be part of their worship. God does not want their gifts. God does not want their offerings. God even says, I don't like the smell of your worship. Can you imagine what that would be like? For God to say, I don't like one bit, one piece about your worship. And why doesn't God like it? Because it's not about personal transformation. You see, we've come into the midst of a world where worship services are about entertainment. And whichever church can entertain me the most, that's the worship service I want to go to. Whichever church can lift me up high enough and have my feelings so high and powerful, that's the church I'm going to. And God says, I'm not even going to attend that kind of worship. It's not about personal transformation. It's the personal transformation that's the important part. You see, God wants people to actively work for justice and to be people who live righteously. That's what God wants. What's the attempt of our worship services? The attempt of our worship services is that you have an experience with a personal and living God in such a way that it transforms you, that it changes you, that it turns you into a new person, and you now are a person who lives for justice. You now are a person who lives for righteousness. Now, when the Bible speaks about this, it doesn't mean having a heart, just a heart, that feels like that's the right thing. That's not what the Bible's speaking about. I mean, listen to the very last sentence, and this is where I say that God wants a personal transformation in our worship experiences. And God says in verse 24, but let justice roll like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Is that somebody that just thinks about justice and righteousness? I don't think so. Is it somebody that says, oh yes, justice should be done, and yet does nothing about it? God says that's the kind of worship service the people of Israel were having, and Amos was trying to communicate to them, this worship is worthless. And what you're doing for worship, if there's not a personal transformation that causes you to do something about justice and righteousness, that worship is for naught. Do you come just to be entertained? Or do you come to meet a living, personal God who wants to have a relationship with you and wants to see you change? I know I said a bad word. I said a really, really bad word in church, change. But I hope you remember that you've heard me say this before. If you don't like change, then you need to go find another religion. Because Christianity is all about us changing into the image of Christ. Yes, I've met some people who have told me they're perfect. And normally by the time they finish their first sentence, I know they're not. I was not born as Jesus Christ was born. I don't have the attitude all the time that Jesus Christ has. I don't have the actions that Jesus had all the time. It requires me to change who I am. 25, 26 years ago, there is no way you would have elected me as your pastor. No way. I have changed since then. 25, 26 years ago, Gary, right there, who used to be a state trooper, probably would have been following me around, saying, let's give him 10 minutes, I got him. I've changed. What brought about that change? What brought about that change is coming into a worship and worshiping God in such a way that I allowed the Holy Spirit to touch my heart and change me. And I agreed to it. This justice that God's calling for is not a thought. It's an action. It's an action. It's going out and doing something about it. It's not sitting back and talking about the situation. If I don't like how some people live in this world, maybe I need to talk to them about accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Because that's what will change them. Talking about them is not going to change them. Giving them new laws and new commandments to follow is not going to change them. What's going to change them? When they meet God in a personal relationship and have an experience with God, they will be changed. God wants people to actively work for justice and to be people who live righteously. Are you doing that? Or are you just thinking about it? Or are you just thinking that other people should do it? God wants these active lives to be a constant flow, not a trickle when we have a moment. God wants these active lives that are looking to bring about justice and living righteously to be a constant flow, not a trickle when we have a moment. Oh, I did something nice this week. Oh, I made sure justice happened somewhere. I saw something that wasn't happening right, and I said something about it. Not a trickle, folks. God wants a constant flowing. I mean, listen once again. But let justice roll on like a river. Righteousness like a never-failing stream. Think about that a moment. One of the places I love to run that I haven't run yet in quite a while is on the New River Trail. What an absolutely wonderful place to have, take a walk, ride your bike, take a run, ride horses. I've seen it all. Right there alongside a river that never stops flowing. A river that's absolutely incredible. Do you realize it's one of the rivers that flows backwards? Think about that. It doesn't flow from the north to the south. It flows from the south to the north, which is unusual in our country. It's one of only a few that do that. What an incredible river, too. It's flowing backwards and it never stops flowing. This is the kind of justice and righteousness that God wants to see out of us. Ever flowing, ever going, ever moving, ever acting, ever transforming into the image of Jesus Christ. That's why God says, I don't like your worship, because worship isn't changing people. And if it's not changing people, it's not worthy worship. If it's about entertainment, about see what I can do and see how I can keep you involved, see how well I can do this or that. It's not about that. It's about praising God. And it's about allowing God to transform us. What kind of songs did we sing? Great is thy faithfulness. Standing on the promises. Leaning on the everlasting arms of God. Jesus loves me. Folks, that should change the way you live your life. Not just good words to sing, although they're good words to sing, aren't they, Jerry? Wonderful words to sing, but they should change your life. And if they're not changing your life, God says, I don't want to be part of the kind of worship that you're taking part in. If they're not changing your life, God says, I don't want to take part in that kind of worship. So I just want to leave you with this question. When you attend worship, does it transform you to be a rolling river of justice and righteousness? When you attend worship, does it transform you to be a rolling river of justice and righteousness? Not a drip out of the kitchen's faucet. A drip out of the kitchen faucet is nothing but irritating. Right? I hope it is to you too. It is to me. Instead, God wants you to be a rolling river of justice and righteousness. God wants you to change. That's God's desire. To change more into the image of Jesus Christ. Are you being a rolling river of transformation? Let's pray. Lord, sometimes instead of considering hard words like this from a prophet, we almost would rather say, woe to those who lived in that day, that they lived that way, and that they didn't understand. But Lord, sometimes we need to take the moment to look at our own lives. And we need to see, is this worship that we're participating in, is it transforming us? Or are we coming just to put a check mark in a column that says, I attended worship? When attending worship gives us the opportunity to get to know you, God, better, and get an opportunity to see how you're asking us to step differently in our lives. Guide us to make the hard changes that need to be made in our lives. Guide us to a way to agree with you that things need to change. Guide us, Lord, to be totally transformed. That this church and this congregation might become a transformation in this town, in this county, in this state, in this country, and around the whole world. From this little place, may we see justice roll down like a river and righteousness like a never-failing stream. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.